AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. More rain is coming in California. There is severe flooding, lots of damage. At least 14 people have died. Nikki Goddard lives in the capital, Sacramento.
So we were debating on whether or not we wanted to stay in the house. And before we could make a decision, both trees fell, one on our house and one on our neighbor's house.
The storm has prompted a few tornado warnings and brought heavy snow to the Sierra Nevada a day after dumping up to 14 inches of rain at higher elevations in central and southern California. Russia is intensifying fighting in eastern Ukraine.
Ukrainian officials say Russian forces are escalating their onslaught on the wrecked eastern city of Bakhmut, bringing new levels of death and devastation in the grinding months-long battle. President Volodymyr Zelensky said late on Monday, "Everything there is completely destroyed. There's almost no life left. The whole land, too, near Solidar, is covered with the corpses of the occupiers and scars from the strikes. Russian troops, alongside soldiers from the Wagner Group, a Russian private military contractor, have advanced in the region in recent days." I'm Charles Diledesma.
California faces a projected budget deficit of $22.5 billion for the coming fiscal year, according to Governor Gavin Newsom, just days after second term. It's a sharp turnaround from the last year's $98 billion surplus. California Congresswoman Katie Porter, a Democrat, has announced she's running for the Senate next year. 89-year-old Senator Dianne Feinstein has not said if she is running for re-election in California. A 17-year-old boy is suspected of killing a teacher at a vocational school in northwest Germany. The youth apparently sought out the teacher at a school building near the Dutch border. She was alone in the classroom at the time, and police say she was stabbed to death. Stocks are higher on Wall Street. This is AP News. Legal recreational cannabis sales have started in Connecticut.
At the Fine Fettle Dispensary in Willimantic, 32-year-old Samuel Gabby was one of the first to line up and buy legal recreational marijuana in Connecticut.
I've been waiting since I was an adult, 18 years old, and the day finally came where we can all just come here and get what we want and then go home without having to worry about the police or anything. So it's a good day for people in Connecticut.
Diana Vickers says it's about time.
If we made decisions before that may have been incorrect, that's okay. What matters if you go back and make it right. So I think that's what I like the best about it.
As many as 40 dispensaries, along with dozens of other cannabis-related businesses, are expected to eventually open in Connecticut by the end of the year. I'm Julie Walker.
British officials and space scientists say they're disappointed but not deterred after the first attempt to launch satellites into orbit from the UK ended in failure. The rocket and satellites were destroyed. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.